Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Laura Lee Groves. To learn more about Laura, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families. Proverbs 30, verse 8 says, "Keep falsehood and lies far from me." Unfortunately, we live in a world where difficulties, abuse, and even betrayal happens on a daily basis. This Bible verse is perfect to pray for your children and yourself. Having walked through her own story of betrayal, author Jennifer Lynn Heck knows firsthand the importance of this prayer. She writes about it in her book, Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace, available on Amazon. In the book, she shares what can happen when we become vulnerable and how God enables us to victoriously overcome. Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace is written as the story of Victoria Grace, a young woman born with a crippling physical disability who experiences betrayal, but overcomes and receives the healing only God can give. It's designed with beautiful full-color pages, and Bible passages are creatively interwoven into the story. Discover how you and your family can use what Jennifer calls the word-activated response strategy in prayer to defeat Satan's deception and attacks, and receive hope and encouragement in your own fiery trials. Get your copy of Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace now on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Daniel 11:32. With flattery he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant, but the people who know their God will firmly resist him. Can we stand firm in the face of flattery and corruption? Flattery can mesmerize us. It tells us what we want to hear, and it's certainly easier to listen to than criticism. Flattery shows favor and approval, something we all long for. In today's scripture, a prophecy from the book of Daniel, we see the foretelling of a king who will rise and fall, and through flattery and favor, cause many to fall with him. Thankfully, scripture tells us that some, those who know their God, would firmly resist this corrupt leader. Knowing God enabled individuals in this verse to firmly resist the corrupt king. Does that mean their path was an easy one? If you read the next few verses, you will see that some of those wise ones would instruct and help others, but some of them would be joined by those who are insincere and would be subject to much suffering. They would, however, be refined, purified, and made spotless in the process. God used that suffering to proclaim his glory in the end, for it is only God who is able to purify. Knowing God enabled them to stand in his presence and to point to him daily. Really knowing God involves knowing who we are in light of what he did for us. Not sure who God says you are? Search the scripture. Find those verses that tell us we are chosen and dearly loved and saved only by the grace of the one who was sacrificed for us. Who do we really know? Do we know the person we only greet occasionally? Do we really know the one we talk to only once a year? We know those we are in close communication with. Prayer is our close communication with God, and it enables us to stand firm. It empowers us to be called the people who know their God. And Scripture tells us that those who know their God call upon Him to help them firmly resist flattery, favor, and corruption. Let's pray. Lord, guide me to Your word and help me see who You really are. Enlighten me and show me who I am before You. Increase my desire to please only You, Lord, and strengthen me against the flattery and favor of others. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.